I've always felt different. I've always seen things, but when I tried to express them as a child, I was always told to ignore it.
There were people that I didn't know that came to me and said, I have this message that I keep getting that I have to deliver to you.
All of a sudden, out of the shadows, a homeless man just jumped right in front of me, and he said, I'm a soul just like you.
I love it.
And I wanted to understand the universe and who and what we are and what are we doing here.
Well, we're all part of this amazing soul wave tapping into each other.
This was a major life changer.
You are a light. You have helped me a ton. Thank you.
You've given me the courage to live more from my soul.
Millions of people are awakening.
So wake up with Michelle Miche. Be pleased to hear the best-selling authors and experts in the fields of cutting-edge self-help, personal growth, metaphysics, and spirituality. The soul path of awakening.
Understand what living awake is.
Hello there, Radiant Soul Lights. Welcome to Awakenings, if you're new. And those of you that are regulars, hi, everyone. If you're in the States and you celebrate Thanksgiving, happy, I call it giving thanks. For me, this time of the year is a lot about appreciation and gratitude. So happy Thanksgiving, happy giving thanks, and happy connecting. Love to connect with all of you here. So if you are listening by phone, that's great. If you want to know the number, that's 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. I do see some people in the queue, and I think you're pressing 1. There's a different icon. I hope that's what that means. they change it up. Little update. Anyway, that number, if you want a reading, to chat, to say hey, to let us know about your soul path, that number is 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad, and that gets you in the queue to get your questions answered. So welcome, everyone, and extra welcome to those of you that are new. Got a great guest coming on at the second half of the program, so you want to stick around for that as well, for our awakening dialogue. First off, I want to thank everyone that has left some appreciation comments, reviews, nice reviews, really inspirational for me. Thank you so much for that. I only knew about it because I'm working with an editor, wonderful editor, Jackie Hansel. You can get her info on my Instagram. I might have her email address. I think it's jackiehansel.com. Anyway, she does amazing editing work, and so I've been working with her, and so I had to do a link for some things that I'm doing, and the link she used was Apple Podcasts, and then when I went there to check the link, and then I saw these amazing connections, and I want to thank you all for doing that. That really warms my heart. And again, of course, some more reviews, some more obviously positive reviews, more people find us. And actually, internationally, I believe we're in the top 30 or something, 40 or 30 internationally, and in some podcasts, top 10, top 5. And some voted best New Age and Spirituality podcast. I think since 2011 or 2014, so I'm not sure. Anyway, I think that's all because of you, and we do also get great guests on and great participation. So, and that's without any advertising. So that's just all kind of, I don't know, things that being divinely guided, I guess, is a way to look at it. And by the way, saying that, this month for a wonderful gift to the show is a appreciation comment. If you feel like it, if you feel a resonance, just, I don't know how you do it. I guess you log in. I didn't see it on Spotify or Stitcher, but I definitely did see it in the Apple podcast. You can do a review. I wanted to address some things with the sound. Yes, sometimes with guests and when people call in, there is a delay, because most people are calling in from cell phone, and Skype is even worse. There's a delay on that, and that's what it is. Some of you don't like me getting my tea or hearing stuff in the background. I get it, but some of you do. I've had some clients actually recently, about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, that's listened to the podcast. You know who you are, and they're like, I knew it was the right podcast for me when you were saying, I'm getting my decaf cappuccino, I'm making it now. So I kind of want to keep this very just informal and real, like if you were sitting in my house. That's my idea. Not everybody's vibe, but it is mine. So those of you that it bothers you, I get it. If you want a really highly produced show, and I've done some of those. I was in TV and radio before, modeling and acting, so I get it. But, you know, like with the pandemic, my thing is a lot of TV and talk show hosts, I like them better when they're in their home. I don't like highly produced stuff. That's probably why I didn't know nothing against cosmetic surgery, but I haven't done all that, you know. So you see what I'm saying? Everybody has their own vibe. Maybe it's my Taurus moon. But I do appreciate the comments. I do. And also, please, 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 if you do have comments or suggestions or things that you would like to see changed or changed up or added or guest suggestions or topic suggestions, please email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com because we really do listen, and a lot of the changes with the show have been because of you, the listeners. You know, even the show format to change to have, you know, used to way back when we had the guests all the way, the whole show, and then a couple times when we couldn't get guests or they got sick or time change mess up, I would jump in. And so I started getting a lot of emails and DM saying, oh, we love your guests. We love your, we love also would you, you know, would you consider doing more shows or doing half of the show? So I really do listen. And guests, this is very community driven. It's a community based show. So even though it's an international community, right? We are beyond borders, everyone, beyond borders. So I really like to keep it kind of homey, and I think you see that. A lot of guests like to come back. So if you have any suggestions or things you think could help improve or you'd like to see more of or a type of guests, we have some. One of my fave authors, Lindy Andrews, is coming in January. So we've got a lot of great guests coming up, obviously in December, but also in the new year. And a little bit of changes to bring some more community connection in and perhaps even participation for those that want to participate more. So anyway, I wanted to just thank you, those of you that did. I know some of you are listening now, and I did read through them, especially the new comments for this month. I read a couple months back, and I was surprised. So it really touched my heart because I just do this, you know, from the bottom of my heart. I love connecting with all of you in this way, in various ways, like my YouTube channel, Patreon. And again, those are areas too, Patreon, where I dive solely spiritualism, metaphysics, look at the current affairs. So if that's something you're interested in, you can connect with me there, or of course, Soul Awakening with Michelle Mache on YouTube. And Instagram, so if you're listening, I'd love to connect with you in other ways, and I'd love to hear from you, whether it's an email or a comment on one of my Instagram posts or YouTube videos. Let me know, and let me know you listen to Awakenings. You know, I'm starting to get to know people more by the name and some of your icons. Some of you have pictures. So anyway, it's very cool to get to know more people here that listen here and connect with me. In other ways also throughout the other platforms. So just really want to take time to say thank you. Also want to let you know that Soul Centered Living is coming back. It'll be back in February. Some of you missed out on this last session. And also the psychic channeling, psychic development and opening to channel. That course was extended because a lot of people took my workshop just, I don't know, there were hour and a half to 2 hour workshops, and people have requested that I do another one and do a series. So that's going to start January 15th. And that is psychic development and opening to channel. And I look at channeling, true channeling, you're accessing from a different energy point, the upper chakra. So I teach that access point. So we're going to do, you know, there's a lot of information, but we're also going to do a lot of practice, practice, practice. Yes, tarot is coming back. A lot of the stuff that you requested is coming back, and it will be, you know, in the new year, January, for the psychic development and opening to channel. You can, if you want, you can sign up on my website. If you get the blog, you could sign up and I'll put you on the list, or you can just email me and say, hey, I'm interested in doing this. Keep me in the loop. And I'll let you know. Now, everyone, okay, before we dive in a little bit deeper, then we're going to get the callers. And again, that number is 347-539-512, 347-539-5122. I think a lot of people are listening later in the archives. Press 1 on your keypad. So we had, if you listened to the show, was it last week, with Mark Mancola was on, The Way of Miracles, the author of the book, The Way of Miracles. Amazing synchronicity, because I've been working on this, and I mean working, like really focused on miracles, and noticing how many miracles I receive, big or small, and getting into the mindset of expecting one, that I got the message that you really needed to expect a miracle and demand one, a blessing. Just expect a miracle, demand it. You don't have to really ask the quantum aspect of you, but God, all that is, the universe, and then be in that place of expectancy. It's kind of like when it's your birthday or something, you know, or whatever, Christmas or whatever you celebrate, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, and there's an expectancy of a gift of some sort, right? Unless you decide not to give gifts and you tell each other that. But there's that expectancy that there's going to be a gift. If I go to a restaurant, there's an expectancy that there's a food, you know, and there's a type of food depending on the type of restaurant, right? That expectancy. So in order to draw in, one of the forms of manifestation is the expectancy and not the doing. In the expectancy, you move more into the magnetic aspect of your being. It's a very electrical, but you allow for the magnetic space, right? You allow for there to be, you become more heightened. It's like meditation, but it's a heightened that's relaxed. Like in meditation, where our body becomes very relaxed, but our brain is very active. So between now and the end of January, we're going to be doing this. I was going to do it just till December, like that. Now, let's keep it going. And I want to hear from you, whether on YouTube or call in, share, email me your miracles. And I looked back, and I was seeing a lot of little miracles, these quantum shifts. Anyway, the synchronicity was Mark Mancola. I had no idea who was going to be the guest. And I, you know, right before the show, I'm doing the pre-notes, and just, you know, a few minutes before. And then I'm like, oh, my God, The Way of Miracles. And then he was talking about miracles, and I mentioned about expectancy. And he said, well, that's one of the things you need to move into. And if those of you that were listening, perhaps you remember, he said, first there's a rejection of miracles. People reject it. Nah, that's not going to happen. Then they move into the acceptance of it, and then the expectancy, and then the creation. And that's to me, it's the creation of the miracle, and then what are you going to do with that miracle? You know, how do you use that? So I just invite everyone to move into that expectancy of a miracle or miracles. I feel plural, expectancy of a blessing. And then I really want to see with that shifting our mindset in the expectancy to be in the state of expectancy, how many times that happens. And, you know, I do this quite a bit, actually. When I need to go somewhere, I expect that it's going to go smoothly. Now, mind you, I always expect, but then I'm open if something doesn't, because sometimes, you know, there are those days. But I do know a lot of times that expectancy of things going well or positively and then releasing the grasp of making it happen, they do. The right situation, the right person, things just come in. There's much less efforting. There's much less pushing because you're in alignment. Many of you might have seen if you follow me on Instagram or we've connected on Instagram, I posted the other day, and again, this ties in with this, that when we're aligned, when our soul is aligned, when we are aligned, there is no risk. And I was thinking about that, all the decisions, all the things that I've done over the years, when I am in alignment, there is no risk. even if it seems scary, there's no risk. There's the complete alignment. And think about that, a skateboarder on the ramp, you know, doing their tricks or whatever. By the way, I used to do 360s. I was a skater girl back in the day. Never did ramp stuff, but was able to do flips and 360s. But you're in that alignment, and so you're able to do it. The aerial artist, the trapeze artist, the dancer that does the grand jeté, the leap into the dancer's arms, you know, a pirouette or leaps onto the shoulders. I had a situation years ago when I was in my 20s, I was doing music videos, and one of them that I did, the dancer, and I still can never get this out of my mind, the featured dancer, one of the featured dancers that was dancing with the band, had on heels and stilettos, by the way, and the choreographer wanted her to do a, not somersault, what's the other thing? I can't think of you guys, what is it? Handstand, like, and then spring above, because there's a kind of a theatrical thing, the lead singer. Do you know that she did it not only once, but three times? I thought this is, I was like shocked. I was like, I'm glad I'm not the feature. There's no way. And other people, he's like, I have this vision. And he said it, and people got kind of quiet. And she said, I could do that. I can do that. How she did it, I still don't know to this day. She did the dance move, and then she did this spring, and she went over him. And this guy was tall. He was like at least 6 feet, 6'1". This was not a short guy. And first time it was very easy. Then there was more takes that she had to do. And it was interesting because she kind of like wiggled a little, like in her mind you could see, and then she just moved her head and then just did it again. That's alignment, folks. That's alignment. So I feel like right now it's so important that we connect in and find this alignment. And that is moving into that higher frequency aspect of our being, right? However long you can be in that place and space, you know, it takes practice. It's a mindfulness practice. You know, and again, the therapist part of me says, yes, we have to, you know, I don't know, how about you, the lunation, right? That amazing full moon lunar eclipse was very emotional. I mean, it was right on my moon in the eighth house. So it was very illuminating and light. And then all of a sudden it was just heavy, 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 heavy. And I just was, so one day I was just crying. I just had all this grief, all this stuff come up, and I just went with it. And a lot of my clients had the same, and they were like, a couple of them were like trying to get out of it or like, oh, I don't need to be like that. I'm like, just go with it. Just it's come up, let it come up. I feel so clear and light today. Now, I'm not attached. I'll have a grief moment again, I'm sure. But this depth, it can we be in alignment not only to the truth, not what we think should be happening, but what is actually happening. When we're in alignment and we're being spirit-led, we're following the design, the desire of the soul, really. It's interesting because our guest has a book called The Desire Factor. That's how the soul works and speaks to us. It's through desire. It's through passion. It's through the energy in motion. We're clearing and clarifying, recalibrating, requalifying our energy vehicle, our body, mind, spirit, the very energetic essence of us, so that we can create, share, live, love more from the soul. It's our emotions. You don't get things done without emotions. You need to have an emotion about something, a passion, you know, an inspiration, and move into inspired action or aspiration. But it's being purified so that we're responding less and less and less from wounding, less and less from stagnation, less and less from conditioned response patterns, and more from the truth. So we're going to be clearing some stuff. Laura calling. What are you saying, Laura? or all time not to be logged in when you're asking gymnasts move questions. Margie, are you a gymnast? Do you know gymnast move? Anyway, this dancer was amazing. That's all I got to tell you that did that move. And I'll use that example for many more times. I mean, Stiletto, we're not talking about doing a jump with tennies or bare feet. She had stiletto heels, not even chunky platforms, stiletto heels. So I just feel like there's so much connection and movement and emphasis on the body right now, healing our body, listening to the body as the vessel, the body as a not only a view, it's a sonar. The body, you know, in the old kind of world paradigm, we think of the body as the vehicle. You think of it as like a car. No, it's like a sonar. It's a pulsing, a pulsator, pulsar, sonar. It's electromagnetic frequency detector. It's a ability to rise, you know, raise frequencies, lower frequencies. It's an antenna. It's a transponder. It's transmitting and broadcasting and receiving signals. So it's really like a fine instrument that's highly calibrated and getting more and more calibrated, highly calibrated through re-qualifying and recalibrating energetically. So everyone, you're going to be feeling a lot going on in the mental, emotional bodies to allow more spiritual light in, spiritual essence in, so that your desires are coming more from your soul design, your soul signature frequency, and you're purifying your desires. There's a lot of the extraneous, the extra dropping off. There's this amazing simplifying that's taking place. And that's actually going to open more creative energy so that people are actually living much more abundantly. But we have to trust the process. So part of that for me is all of us moving into this expectancy of a miracle. And I really want to hear from all of you. I'm going to put it on my YouTube channel. I'm going to put it in the video. So comment there. Let's comment on Facebook. Let's comment on Instagram. If you're in Patreon, comment there with me. Comment in, you know, email, send me an email through awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Let me know where and how your miracles are manifesting, even the small ones, even the small ones. Because the small ones gain traction and energy and lead to bigger and bigger ones. If you acknowledge the small ones, they get bigger and bigger and stronger and more frequent. All right, we're going to get to callers, 347-539-5122. Oh, Laura, your sister was an Olympic gymnast. Oh, so you spent a lot of time around the sport. Okay, so you know about alignment, how they put their body up in the air, flipping, this and that. They the practice, but then when they do the thing, they're in alignment, or like the rock climber. You're in alignment. You can't think. I mean, every person that I've ever, whether friend or client that, and by the way, I have worked with Olympic athletes, it's the 440. I've worked with some people that got the, I think she got silver medal. But everyone that said that something happened or went off, even an injury, they said they knew something was off or their mind wandered. So it's very interesting, this whole thing about alignment, and we're in the part of the soul alignment. This converging flow part of awakenings is forcing more and more soul alignment. So I don't know. Let me know your thoughts on that. Let me know your thoughts and how that's unfolding for you. All right, let's get to callers, 347-539-5122. And now there's like a little hand that comes up. Laura, that's true. I bet your sister said, ask her. Laura, ask her if it's not triggering, ask her, you know, about alignment. Ask her if she's got any little tidbits for us. All right, let's get to this caller. Hello, welcome. You're on air. Hello, hello.
Hello,
you're
Michelle.
On Awakenings. Hi.
Hi, Michelle. Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Teresa. How are you?
Hey, Teresa. Good to hear from you. I'm doing great.
Yes, I'm off of work. I'm back home in Alabama for the week, so I'm tuning in to you, and I thought I would give you a call. And just chat with you. I just want to see, do you see anything coming up with regard I'm going to be sending in a book proposal in a few weeks, and I'm just wondering what your thoughts are, what you see or insight.
Okay. First off, I kind of knew your decision psychically before it happened, and I was thinking, oh, this is probably going in this direction. And then when I saw your decision with your work, I'm so happy, proud for you, and I feel like you're really stepping into your soul gifts and really going to be going to this whole next level. Looks good. Now, I don't know if it's this one exactly, but I do feel like talks, some of it is going to be like TED Talks and things like that, but I do feel like there's something, and you will have a book as a vehicle, you're going to have more than one book is what I'm hearing, but there will be one main book that's kind of like a vehicle, even for, I feel, people in your field, which is very interesting, because I also am getting around you something to do with trauma, like people having to meditate or post-traumatic stress. I feel like it has to do with all this stuff that's happening in the world and people with jobs. I feel like there's going to be two things around you. One, you're definitely going to work with, you know, regular people that are not in your field, but there is a strong pull for you to something with people that are in your field with the tools that you have, helping them to navigate the transition and the change, which it could be staying in the system, or for many it's moving on to something else. But they're very traumatized by this is what I'm hearing. And somehow your name gets out. I'm not exactly sure. It could be by a colleague or someone that you know, or maybe it's just you saying, oh, I meditate, I do this, I do that, or something. But I do feel that you're about to get – you're moving from your life path to a soul path. And so a lot to do with your purpose, your mission is going to start coming clearer and clearer and clearer. And expect that clear, like right now you've made the decision. You've been on the crossroads. Now you made the decision. You're going through the, you know, the archway. You're going through what we call dweller on the threshold. And so the bigger changes are going to be February on. They're not yet. You're setting up for those bigger changes, if that helps. Okay?
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Yes, because I'll be leaving the job mid-January is what's going to happen. I was kind of planning Christmas, but that didn't quite work because I have an apartment lease until the end of February. So I need to work a couple weeks in January to get rid of the apartment, and
most of the next level big changes I'm seeing for people are February on, March, April, May, but people are making decisions now or either say are realizing what the decision needs to be. There's a lot of clarity right now.
Yeah, with my book, I've been debating whether I'm going to revise it to encompass more than health, like, you know, everything, well-being, intuition, or if I'm doing something separate with intuition. I'm still not clear on that.
No, I think you're combining. That's why I'm saying I've been telling people, and I feel like I wouldn't push right now to do because it's like the next piece is about to get integrated with you and with a lot of people that I'm channeling for. So there is that integrate because remember it's the new way and people are going to want to know more about intuition, listening to their body, however you want to term it. And people that are in fields like yours, there's a certain pull because you have a lot of that mainstream training and you've been in the system. So we need people that are helping people either within the system or they're getting out of the system, whatever that is. You know, there's a certain languaging, that is an appeal, but it has to be reconfigured. So meaning that there's different additions to a lot of books right now. I'm getting that. So a lot of people are revising books because, oh, I better add this in or I better add that in or this is more relevant now. All right, Teresa, keep us posted and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, and I will see you on Patreon. And
I look forward.
Yeah, and to soul-centered living and all that. I so appreciate all those things. You're doing a wonderful job with everything, and I so appreciate how you're connecting so much with people at a time over these past, 21 months, I guess now, or 22 months maybe,
yeah,
that people really need this. And, you know, I think this has been a time when I guess what I call more spiritual leaders, we're really finding out who the people really are and what their soul is all about.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you're one person that has done that, that you're really, you know, you're really connecting with people and you're really true and you're really honest. And I think everybody really appreciates that. And you give so much of your time on YouTube and everything that people really need the help, and you're providing it for them.
Thank you, Teresa, for saying that. I, as you know, I love doing this, and I love seeing, because I do see the big picture. I mean, I see the swamps, everything we have to go through, but on the other side, it's going to be people like you. It is people in the trenches making different decisions, doing things differently, and that's how we get, people keep talking about this new earth. Well, it's not going to happen by clicking our heels or a magic wand. It's just not. So those decisions, those small decisions that people are making. So if I can be any help or support at all, I'd love it. I love being there, and it's just so rewarding. So, appreciate you, and I can't wait to connect with you further and catch up more and hear more about how this unfolding is going.
Oh,
Tammy,
so happy
well
I could
said. Thank
you,
Tammy. Thank you. Me too. I'm so glad you could. Have a great Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you later.
You too. Thanksgiving.
Bye. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, you're on air.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. What's your first name?
Filson.
Filson?
Yeah.
Hi, Filson. Hi. What's your question?
I have a pretty mundane question, something that's been on my mind and worrying me a little bit. I'm dealing with a car salesman. He's getting me a salvaged car that you get from an auction, and I put down a deposit. It was a pretty hefty amount for the deposit, and he sent me a picture for a car, and I had problems with it, but then he said he already bought the car, and then I said I don't have to agree to the car until I actually see it, and then he was like, no, I already bought the car. So he's troubling me, and I'm going to go see him today. I kind of want whatever advice you're getting from my guides or spirits on how to go about this meeting.
Well, it's showing you both kind of pretty firm on either side. You may have to negotiate something. I don't know if I do feel like he put out the money already. Was there a contract?
No, there wasn't a contract, but I didn't specifically tell him to make sure that I agree to the car before he buys it. But I thought that but I did tell him. And now he's giving me a number for the car that's much higher than I expected, and it's different than what he was telling me the range would be. And so I already gave him the deposit.
Okay, here's what I'm getting. I feel like it's going to be definitely drama, back and forth. You may be able to get some of it or some of the money back. I don't know if he gave a deposit and got the car and then pays for the rest. I don't know. Or you have to pay for the rest. There seems to be a loophole there where he's, you know, where he may be able to bring the car back is what I'm hearing. But you're going to have to really push for it is what I hear. Let's see. It's so cool to get this car back. Because it's not...
So the car isn't a good idea for me? Or I should get a different... I should just take the car back and try to get the deposit back?
Well, I thought you didn't want it.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen it yet. I'm just... I'm really stressed about the price that
I can't really... I can't really answer that because I feel like there's this struggle back and forth between the two of you. Maybe that's it. Maybe what I'm picking up psychically is that because it shows us he wants a second amount. It shows like he paid a certain amount down, like there's like a down payment, and then there's more money. So I can't answer that whether to get the car without you being around it. In a 1 minute reading, you know, it would take me a lot more to like really tune in to the energy through you to get to him to get to the car, or if you had a picture of it or something. But I just feel like there's, I would just say trust your gut, because there seems to be a lot of back and forth, a lot of haggling. So I don't know if it's on the price or the type of car or, you know, I don't know. I see you back and forth multiple times. I don't feel like it's a one meeting and then it's done. So you, I feel like in one sense, you're not sure of what it is that you want. You know, that's where it lies. And that's not psychic, because this isn't a destiny issue. This is not like a soul destiny issue for you. So it's going to go more on what you really feel comfortable in doing at this point. I do feel if you get the car, though, there is work to be done on it. So I will say that. Yeah. That is coming through. Yeah. All right, Filson, you keep us posted, and good luck with this, okay? I'm going to beam you some healing love light, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Hi, welcome to Awakening Your Own Air.
Hi. Hi, Michelle. My name is Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Okay, hi.
I'm just checking in to see if you see anything coming up for me in terms of my career, kind of how I spend my day. I didn't know if anything was going to be changing. Every time I look into something, it kind of falls apart. So I just wonder,
yeah.
You know, am I even,
you're in a little
am
bit
I
of
on
a,
the right path?
Yeah, but you're on a bit, see, this, I'm seeing this with so many people's energy right now. Right now is like really like mentally, emotionally preparing for what you want. It's, I feel change more with you next year. The first thing that I heard was on, you're a bit of a hiatus. So I don't know if you need more rest, downtime to get clarity, if there's some things you need to catch up on. But I feel like probably mid to end of January with you, I feel like there may even be a slightly new direction coming in with you where you're looking work-wise. It may not be the end-all, be-all of where you go. You might say, you know what, I just want something to get out of the house, or I just want to go do this or go back and do this. And then figure it out. Because I don't feel like there's a slight change. I don't know that it's not a huge, but there's a slight change in what you're going for, if that makes sense. And that could be hours, that could be where you work or how you work, something like that. But there's something that's just not quite yet in alignment is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Joey?
Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense? Cool.
It does. I'm just... really kind of searching for, am I even on my right, you know, that whole, like, am I doing what I came here to do? And I'm not sure.
Well, that's how we do what we came here to do changes over time.
Okay.
You know, I was a successful model and commercial actress successfully, and some people say, oh, that was very much part of my path because I was still the same me. I still did readings. I still on set talked about meditation. I used to meditate on the set. And people, what are you doing? And oh, she's sleeping. No, I'm meditating. And I talk about books or, you know, go online, look at this. So that was a way of my soul expressing. So it's we come in with a soul gifts and a soul purpose, but how we express that, that's our uniqueness, and that can, for some people, changes over time. That's why I feel like you're going to look for something else that really is a better fit for you, but I don't, I do not see it happening within the next month or two. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not there yet. So you can relax a little. All right, Daddy?
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You too. Bye-bye. Hello, welcome to Awakening. You're on air. Let's see. I think we've got this one. Is this it? Hi, welcome to Awakening. You're on air. Hello? 845, you're on air.
Yes. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, how
are
you?
What's your first name?
My name is Maria. My name is Maria.
Maria, hello.
Yes.
Hello, Maria.
Yes, the question I got is see if I get it soon, this element, as I go in Italy soon. You want to know my birthday?
No, but I do feel you're going to go to Italy and you may end up living there. You may buy some property and you may end up living there also, is what I'm hearing. So
yes,
you will be going. I don't know if it's this month. Let's see. Really, I'm going to go to Italy. Let's see. Okay. Well, you're kind of up in the air about it. So there's a little, I don't know if it's money, a little bit of a restriction. Let's see. But you are going. So it is a destiny issue that you go. It's just the timing.
Yeah,
you're going to have
to
be flexible on.
You see, I'm going to get it sooner this element.
Oh, that's the money you're waiting on. Okay, because it's showing money has something to do with it. Aha, that's why I'm getting money. So you're waiting for the money. What's coming in for the money?
Right.
They're
going to be bigger.
Where's the money coming?
My property.
Let's see. So the money is coming in, but when? I think next year. What's coming in for the money? Yeah, so it does show you're waiting for the money. The money comes in. It does show house. But if you're negotiating, but there's something with the timing that you're going to have to just wait just a little bit longer. All right?
No.
But it is coming in. I can't tell. I'm getting a couple of things, and this is just quick read so I can get to other people. Just kind of relax. Have a good Thanksgiving. It's coming in. All right.
Thank you. You too. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too. Much peace. Beneditos. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air. Hello.
Oh, my gosh, Michelle, I'm so excited.
Hi.
My name is Jamie, and all of the things that I'm hearing you speak of is like a mirror of what I'm going through. I feel all the words that you shared this morning, so thank you.
Yes. Oh, love that.
I know. And so my question is, what can I do to continue to align with my soul? Are there any specific
like that? Let's look and see.
Thank you.
Aligning to her soul, yeah. You're doing it. Now, do you feel like you're about to get like a lift off? Yeah, it's all the spiritual connection that you're doing. Pisces energy, 12th house Pisces. So work with your meditation, dreams, dream therapy, daydream, dreams at night, keep a dream journal, visualizing, hypnotherapy, guided meditation, anything that has to do, you're really reprogramming your mind, your subconscious. And I feel like there's going to be like this liftoff where something just shifts and you have all this clarity and all this energy and all this focus. And it's because of what you're doing with through your subconscious right now. It's kind of like you're shining a light there.
Mm-hmm.
What? Tell me what. But,
mm-hmm. You're brilliant. It's amazing. You can see the things.
Is that what
I'm
you're doing?
Really...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I've been desiring
to
get more into my dreams and having a dream journal. And I'm starting to put little intentions in the evening just once or twice. I'm like, let me feel into my dreams. And I saw some more about my dream, but I'm wanting to dive more into that. So that really speaks to something that I should be doing. I also reconnected with my hypnotherapist that I haven't seen in a long time. So
perfect. There we go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then it's showing. By the way, I'm going to start a dream because I'm also a dream therapist, hypnotherapist. I'm a dream therapist in February. We're going to do dream incubation, using our dreams to manifest them into reality. And so I'll be doing dream incubation, dream reentry, dream interpretation, understanding the signs, the symbols, and what are the messages from the soul. Because in working with our dreams, you're working also very psychically. It's the soul speaking to you. So, Jamie, you're doing it all. You're about to pop, pop off, glow up, whatever. It's all, it's about, I can see it in you. There's this like bright light in the subconscious, like a, you know, those like minor lights or head, you know, lamps people wear, like hiking or mountain climbing. It's like there's this big light coming from your third eye chakra. So yeah, just keep doing what you're doing.
That's really beautiful.
I love that when I tune in, huh, and see people, because you can see the people sometimes say, does it really matter? But I haven't talked to you, and there it is. I'm picking it all up, and it's working. So it's like, yes, people, this stuff really does work. We really can change, you know, our subconscious patterning. You're doing it.
Oh, I'm experiencing it, absolutely. I'm in awe, and I'm shocked by it. It's beautiful. You mentioned 12th house Pisces. Do you want to expand upon that, or do you need to move on?
Need to move on, but I'll just say 12th house, it's like that's the area for you. So even if you look it up online or astrology, but it's all conscious meditation, you know, working with your dreams, the hypnotherapy. It's working with the subconscious. So you've been repatterning your subconscious quite nicely, and it's starting to pay off. You know, that's why I always say with all the work that I've done with repatterning and developed the five-step emotional clearing process, I would my saying in the workshops that I was doing with why affirmations don't work, and people are like, what? And I'm like, yeah, if you could put 1,000 posties in your house, but if you don't change the pattern, if you don't address the pattern, those affirmations can't take hold. They just can't, because the subconscious programming is based on survival. So affirmations work when we address the pattern, the trauma, the wounding, or whatever the pattern is. It doesn't even have to come from trauma or wounding. It can be just conditioned response patterns or patterns that are no longer optimal, relating patterns. So, yeah, they work amazing if we are addressing the pattern. Right? We've all been there. You put, oh, I love myself. I look beautiful. And you put that on the mirror and you say it every day. But then a few hours later, minutes later, like, oh, gosh, I can't fit in these clothes and my jeans. And it's like, what happened to you? I'm beautiful and I love myself unconditionally. You know what I mean? So it's like, sorry, everyone. We got to do the work. You know, you can't just put the posties up. You got to do the work. Danny, keep us posted. You are doing so great. Thank you so much for your inspiration. I really appreciate you calling in.
Oh, you are an instrumental piece of the puzzle. So truly, thank you.
You're welcome. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Happy to you.
Hi, welcome to Awakening. You're on air.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Hi, what's your first name?
Catherine, and I'm calling.
Hi,
from
Catherine.
New York.
Hi, welcome. So, Cal here. What's your question?
I sent over an overview of my project to Bruce. I was wondering if he'll like it and want to take it on as a project, if we'll work together on it, if it'll be successful. Any information you might be picking up on that, I appreciate it.
Okay, well, it actually looks really good. There'll be some edits. There's some changes being made, but it looks really good.
Yeah.
Your key right now to your success is the proactivity. Your inspiration, your inspired action, and being productivity and proactivity. So being proactive, because you may have to, I don't know if this person's very busy. I got the message you may have to call or do things multiple times or connect, or there's multiple, but stick with it. Okay? You're just at the beginning phase is what I'm hearing, so stick with it.
Yeah.
And it looks good. I'm seeing this with so many people, and I thank you for your call, because I know during these times, a lot of people, you know, I've had people in workshops say, oh, should I even be doing anything, or should we start this? Or yes, now is the time to harness this creative energy. You know, now is the time really to move forward with your ideas. So, Catherine, keep us posted, and I wish you so much good luck, okay, with your project.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. We've got time for one more caller, and then we move to our awakening guest. Real quick one. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Hey. I can just ask a question.
What's your first name, please?
Shakira.
Hi, Shakira. What's your question?
Just wondering if you see love in the future. near future? How far away?
Well, I see you as love, okay, but you're looking for a partner is what I'm hearing, right?
Yes.
Okay, romantic partner. Okay, the first, yes, there definitely is. May not be quite as quick as you want, but I would say sometime next year. I can't get closer on that. And I definitely see that you meet through a social setting, a group or community. And I do feel you could be with other people when you meet, maybe one other person when you meet this individual. Could be outdoors. So wherever you're at, I feel the weather is going to be warmer. I see grass and then like a pavilion or something in the background, like, I don't know, like concrete and then like, I don't know, like a some kind of canopy or something. So I don't know if it's a park or it's an indoor-outdoor setting. I almost feel like it could be somebody you've known before or he's been around in your circle. He's been around in your circle. So, yes, definitely you are going to – it's almost like – I think you know when you go there there's potential to meet someone or you know someone's going to be there or something like that. But I'm not seeing it, like, immediate, and it's definitely next year. All right, Shakira, you take good care.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Happy holidays to you. Get Tammy, for people to work on self-love and how they present themselves, and that will attract. Yeah, that's so true. I mean, I know sometimes it sounds corny, but it is very true that there's an energy about us. There's a vibe about us that determines what we attract. So we have with us, very excited, we have with us today Christy Whitman. Christy has a couple of books out. She's also a transformational leader, works in transformational leadership. She's also founder of Quantum Success Coaching Academy. And she has a book out called The Desire Factor. And also an upcoming book called The Art of Having It All. Hello, Christy. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle. I was listening, and I'm like, this person is speaking my language. I am so excited to have this conversation with you.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, both titles, because Desire Factor is out now, right? And then The Art of Having It All is coming. When is that coming out? Both of them are great.
No, The Art of Having It All came out in 2015, and actually that's one of my New York Times best-selling books is The Art of Having It All.
Oh, it did. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and The Desire Factor just came out in April.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're all out. And Desire Factor is my seventh book, so I've been practicing growth and what you were talking about, repatterning, reprogramming for 25 years. I had the awareness of, oh my gosh, everything I'm saying and doing and thinking is in lack. And having that awareness that if I keep thinking and doing and being in that place of lack, that's what I'm going to continue to create and attract. So it has been my life's work and also my own personal work to shift from lack to abundance. And I'm doing a pretty good job, but I still am human and I have still things to this day. I wish it was different to fix and reprogram.
Yeah. Well, there's all
right. I was just saying to someone, wouldn't it be nice, but it's not that way.
Yeah, I know. I remember with one of my teachers, I said, God, because I felt good. I'd done a lot of work. I thought, it's never done. And she said, no, you just have to love it. You just have to love. And you're not attached to it as being you or your consciousness. It's a pattern or something you're learning or going through or healing. But, you know, it just gets easier. So let me ask you, you do this for yourself. Is that part of your path where you did your own deeper dive healing work, repatterning, and then you decided to help others? Is that kind of how the formation went?
Well, it was exactly. I was practicing these principles that, you know, I talk about the seven essential laws, not just law of attraction and energy mastery and, you know, teaching meditation and these type of things and basically repatterning. It's moving and shifting from lack to abundance. And whatever that shows that in someone else's picturing or in their consciousness becomes their out-picturing. And that was how I was starting to live my life and learn, and I became so curious. I wanted to know, how does someone deliberately manifest something? And when I get that and I do that process, oh, well, look at that. I manifested it. I got what I wanted, but I thought that was going to be the thing that made me happy. Okay, I'm applying all these spiritual principles, right, doing all this stuff, and I got everything around me, have it all, still not happy, still not deeply connected. So I kept looking at avenues in my life going, okay, where do I feel I'm lacking? And in my career at the time, I was a pharmaceutical rep, applying everything. I was the top salesperson because everything I was learning, I was applying into my territory, into my career. And I thought, okay, I'm making all this money, but I don't feel like I'm doing something with a greater purpose. And that's what I really felt I was missing and lacking. I want to feel passionate, and I want to feel so on purpose. And then it dawned on me, all right, what have I been doing with everything else, whether it's my weight or my finances or the love of my life or whatever I've been doing at this point? It's looking at where am I perceiving there's lack, and then asking myself, what do I want instead? And then shifting into that feeling, because now I'm aware I don't feel passion and I don't feel purposeful in my life or in my career that I think my career, you know, is that avenue. But it's all aspects of my life. So I started meditating on the feeling, the fulfillment, the abundance of passion and purpose. And within less than a month's time of having this be the feeling, I started feeling really good. I started feeling really satisfied. And one night, as I was going into my meditation at night, as I slip in my bed, I always, you know, do a meditation before I go to bed, I had a picture that showed up because one of the patterns I was going through was having perfect pictures. I would catch myself saying, everything is so great, but that one thing. And then I would hone in on that perfect thing, that one thing that just wasn't right. I forget about the 9 other things. That one thing was just slightly off. And I started seeing that pattern of that's how my mom and my dad are. They look for what's wrong and bad, and that's what they focus on instead of all the other things. So that was a big perfect pictures, right? So all of a sudden I'm in meditation and I see a book with my name, has the title Perfect Pictures on it, and the pages start opening up. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Wow, okay. Go to sleep, 1:05 in the morning, woken up as if someone was literally talking loudly in my head, but not in my head. And I couldn't stop, you know, couldn't sound it out type of thing. I couldn't roll over and just ignore it. So I started listening to it, and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is like the answer I need for what I'm repatterning right now. And so I got up, I put pen to paper, started writing what I was hearing, and then my hand literally just went to town. It went faster than my consciousness. So I just let my hand do the scribing and, you know, free writing and all that. And it was a couple hours, so I was tired, went back to bed, woke up in the morning and realized what had happened. And that happened 7 days in a row. So I contacted Terry Cole Whitaker, which is one of the founders of Ministry of Religious Thought and all that. I'm sure you're aware of her.
Such religious thought,
Exactly. So she was just at the Reading Church of Religious Science, had done a workshop, and so I had her email, and I know she was an author, so I asked her, how do you get a book published? And her reply was, go online, and this is 25 years ago, so online is definitely not like it was then. Go online and find literary agent, right? So I did that, sent it in my manuscript, he accepted it, and my publishing career started. All my friends and family read it, thought I was totally off my, like, lost, because they didn't speak the language. They still don't, right? They just didn't get it. So Oprah wasn't calling, right? So I was like, how do I get this out there? So I started speaking in spiritual bookstores and churches, and then people started asking me to coach them. And again, I had no frame of reference for coaching rather than a cheerleading coach, a football coach, like an athletic coach. And I would start helping people through meditations and helping them do what I was doing with myself to repattern. And they would be calling me back, emailing me back, going, oh, my gosh, I met him, or, oh, my gosh, I got the promotion, or this happened, or this happened. And I just loved the feeling of being able to help other people get that it just continued to snowball, and people in the company I was working with asked me to coach them and help them, and then they were having results. And it just continued on and on until I became a channel of healing energy. I've always done healing work with clients, but kind of came out of the closet in 2016. And in 2018, the Quantum Council came through me, and now I also channel them. So it's been quite a journey.
Love it. Now, Christy, I always love this because there's always, there's always confirmations and synchronicities to what I've been sharing, teaching, going through myself, sharing. I look on your website about the desire factor. Okay, everybody could go to that if you're listening, desirefactor.com. And what we've been talking about so much is alignment.
Yes. Yeah.
How important alignment is. Which, as you're talking to me, I'm hearing and seeing alignment, that you are getting more and more in alignment to your truth, to your purpose, to your path, and the way of expressing it. And you can even hear it. I mean, in the chat, people are like, oh, I love her energy. This is so amazing. Can you share with us a little bit about alignment? And you call it the principle of alignment.
So alignment is the first principle to create anything. To be in alignment means to connect with the very breath that breathes us. It's to be able to connect with the very essence and the very energy of the idea or the desire that came through. Because we are always, we're multidimensional, and also very physical, but we are the receivers of that higher energy that becomes and forms into an idea, therefore a desire. And when we catch that and feel that connection with that, right, there's a lot of people that are so out of alignment right now, they're not even connected to what they desire. They're zombie-ish. And then there's those that are connected their desires, but then don't believe in themselves to take any action forward. Right? Then there's others that are connected to their desire and they're running with it. And man, are they going to do everything they can to get through and create those desires, even if it means doing a hell of a lot of inner work, right?
Yes, exactly.
The reprogramming. Yeah, so, but desires create. There would not be a universe if all that is didn't desire to create itself. And none of us would exist. Whether our birth parents, whatever our situation in the 3D world, whether we were adopted or a parent, we were a oops, or our parents were like desperate to have us, or whatever the situation was, the divine in us individualized itself through us, through the energy of love. Therefore, we are love, we are light, we are the divine in a 3D body. And having that experience, that the very breath we breathe, that heartbeat that beats all day, every day for us, whether we're sleeping, whether we're conscious, we never have to say, okay, heartbeat. We don't have to try to beat it. It's beating by itself because it's life force. That's enough right there to say, hey, all that is inside of me. I am worthy. I clearly have value or I wouldn't be here. All of that is filtering all that it is, which is love through me. So I can feel the love literally beating my heart and pulsating through my body.
Beautiful.
That's alignment.
That's a lot. Yes. And you said something as receivers, and it just, I got to put it in the chat. It's so true because it's just like anything. If I was pouring some juice in a pitcher for you, if we weren't in alignment, if the pitcher wasn't under the container of juice, it would fall out.
Correct.
So that alignment to get to that, to receive the download, upload, open to that energy, higher frequency energy, soul source, whatever, God, all that is, the more alignment we're in, the more juice we have. The more flow,
absolutely.
The more
yes, all of it. The more fun life becomes.
Yeah.
More expansive because the 3D stuff still can get you because there's still programming. We're human.
Yes.
But it doesn't get you as much. And if it does get you, it's so easy to shift.
Yeah.
Because it's mastering our own energy. Because really what we have as a 3D body, we have our consciousness. And all that is that loves us cannot create anything different through our own free-willed consciousness. And what is our consciousness? Let's break it down. Our consciousness is the words that we say. I did a whole program. Your listeners can listen to it for free. I want everybody in the world to listen to this. It's called watchyourwords.com. It tells you the words and the phrases that are rooted in lack that will continue the momentum to thoughts, to feelings, to actions. But when you shift some words that disempower to empower us, that create our expansive, that are in alignment of abundance, that creates the momentum of the rest of the consciousness. So we have our watchyourwords.com. So we're watching your words. Number two is our thoughts. What are thoughts? They're words, right?
Yeah.
But our thoughts are creative. And then the third is what we believe, right? Those thoughts that we then accept as true. I mean, if we believe them to be true, that is a belief, and you will see more and more evidence, because that's the only way you can project light, consciousness, energy through a consciousness of that's what its solidified belief is. I expect that. And that's what will show up. Whether you're aware of the expectation or the belief. I had a
Doesn't
moment.
Matter.
You love this. Yeah, I had a moment the other day. I had something I was looking forward to, and I got disappointed because I wasn't able to do this thing. And so I literally had to pull over, and I was allowing myself to feel the sadness. I allowed myself to feel a little bit angry about it. And then I felt the disappointment and went, whoa. Like I could feel myself defending against or pushing against not wanting to feel the disappointment. So I just said, no, this time I'm going to let myself sit in that disappointment. I'm not going to judge it. I'm just going to hear it. And I heard my mom's voice in my head saying, well, life is full of disappointments.
Oh,
and I went,
gosh,
no, that's not what I want.
Yeah.
And then I had all these pictures and images of me as a kid. Specifically, there was a couple of years, 7th and 8th grade, where I wanted to be on a team of some kind. So I tried out for tennis and baseball and basketball. I was like probably 2 foot, 2 foot two at that time. Everything, right? Softball. I tried out for cheerleading. And every single time I would leave the house to go try out, my mom would say, now don't be disappointed if you don't make it. Right? Great. That's a nice motivational speech, right? And then I come back and not make it. And then she says, well, life is full of disappointments. That's programming.
Yeah.
And I had a moment right there. I went, no, that's not what life is full of. For me, I'm deciding, I'm declaring, spoke it with my words, I'm thinking thoughts, I'm going to believe, I am going to feel that life is full of surprise and delights. And do you know that within minutes, within hours, there were things pouring in that were fun, surprise, and delights that literally were, for me, like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun. This is so great, right? I had to shift that. All of that, it's like Candyland is waiting for all of us, but we're stuck in the forest deep somewhere in the dark pit.
Yeah. And I love that you process it so it doesn't say shadow material. And then you're in that meditative state, which we all know. We can't stay in the beta consciousness to shift the energy, but the meditative state, that anchors that whole new energy,
Yes.
Very powerful. I had similar last week. It's so funny, another synchronicity. I was talking about the top of the program, and then the next, I saw what was going on, and then the next day there was just so much light, so much creative energy, because I processed. I went through the whole thing. I wasn't attached to it. I thought, oh, this is what I'm feeling. This is what's clearing. I could see it coming out of me, the beliefs, the idea, where it came. It was just moving. I was like, okay, you're moving through. Go ahead. And boom, lightened up,
Yes.
I think
it's that easy.
It is. But the thing is, and this is why when I love people that come on like you, you've got, such great energy and you have these great tools. Because once people, I feel like, whether workshops or books or working with someone or ebook, however it is, we have to have that support system. I'm always saying that. And it can't be just people, because people aren't always around. It's got to be a book, a CD, or a go-to, whatever, your meditation practice.
Absolutely.
And then the message is, do it. It becomes part of our practice. It becomes part of our life. And then we shift that energy. We shift that frequency. We release that program, those conditioned response patterns. Like you caught yourself. I caught myself the other day. I don't think it has to be like this big to do, but we just have to do it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And it can be done. That's what I have found, that once we know how to do it and how whatever process we use to master or and manage our own energy, to shift energy from lack to abundance, for example, or from disappointment to surprise and delights, right? When we shift, everything else shifts with us, but we have to know how to shift. And most of us, I know I didn't. I didn't even know I needed to shift. I thought that's the way life was. I thought that my thoughts were real. And as everybody is, wherever anybody is on their journey, right, it's understanding that none of us, unless we had conscious parents, learned how to be emotionally intelligent,
Exactly.
how to communicate our boundaries, our needs, our wants, our desires, our preferences to our partner, to our friend, to be able to stand in our own alignment and not look for somebody else, whether it is our partner, to, you know, be our absolute source of support for everything. When we have what's breathing us, is the energy of support is always there, the energy of love, the energy of, you name it, joy, bliss, freedom, whatever it is that you're looking for. We are all source. And if everyone could come into some form of alignment with the truth of what's breathing them, and rise above the minutiae of what's happening in the 3D world right now, especially, but it's always going through cycles, right?
Yeah.
I saw a movie at the beginning of the pandemic. It was a miracle, and it was based in the 70s, and the guy's turning over to the other guy going, God, we're in, you know, long lines for gases, and there's no gases, and there's shortage, and they were talking about this and that, and I'm like, see, the stuff just cycles through. You know, it's like there's always something in the 3D world that's going to be in the level of contrast. It just is. It's full of that. But did those people waste their lives back then worrying, or were they in faith that all was going to work out?
Mm-hmm. And if you look, Christy, those times are usually some of the most creative, inventive, innovative times that we have on the planet, you know?
Agreed.
Yeah,
this is
amazing.
Exciting. I know a lot of people are suffering, but a lot of people are birthing, and a lot of, you know, there's a lot of movement and energy right now, and it's going. I mean, we all have free will and choice how we're going to choose not only this brand new, fresh new push or reset button moment, but how we're going to carry that moment with the energy that we choose in what we create, how we decide to be, what we decide to experience. What do we desire? Because that desire, when we allow ourselves to align back with our desires, and we take the rest of the principles that do go in the exact order, which is focus. We have to focus our consciousness. We have to joyfully expect. We can't expect the worst is going to happen. Fear or worry about it. We have to joyfully expect that the divine or our co-creator or however you want to call it's got our order, right? It's got our back. It gave us the idea. We're co-creating with it. It's a dance. It's a partnership. So you get to then get into the vibration of already having it, having the energy first, because it's always the energy that creates any type of form. So get in the flow and alignment again with that having of that, whatever it is that you're desiring, the joy, the peace, the compassion, the neutrality sometimes, whatever it is you're desiring, success. I mean, it could be over the moon excitement stuff. Whatever that is, feel it now and then love the feeling of that. Amp up the feeling of having it with the highest vibration, the master vibration of love that's pulsating you and breathing you. And then surrender to that love. Surrender anything. It's a thought, a disbelief, whatever it is, whatever resistance, you surrender it in whatever process or forms that you do. And then you take action when you do get that inspired, go get this book or go listen to this podcast or go call this person, or sometimes the person will call you and you take action and you answer it or you go meet them or whatever action you're required to take. But we are the 3D We are the 3D physical counterpart to the non-physical. And like you said, you cannot pour, if you pour juice, it's going to go all over the floor. You need a container to put the juice in, and in order to enjoy it.
And
that's
life.
Why we are here.
Yeah. Unless somebody's, yeah. I mean, a master magician, if I'm 6 feet away from you and saying, pour the juice here, and I'm holding the pitcher way over here, I've got to get close to the source. Where is that juice coming from? I've got to get in alignment.
Michelle,
right,
I love that.
Right? I mean,
that's so good. Yes.
Another synchronicity I have to bring up in confirmation, because we're doing between now, and I was sparked by another guest about miracles, moving into the expectancy of a miracle, or I say miracles and blessings, between now and January. And then we're all going to let each other know, little or big, what miracles have been happening. And
I love that.
And you have the principle, right? But then you have it here in your book, The Desire Factor, one of the principles is joyful expectancy. So again, I'm hearing these underscoring alignment folks, all of them, but I feel for some reason especially connected with, in this time frame, this whole idea of alignment and then expectancy. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because you put even joyful expectancy. So that's telling that it's not expecting things to go wrong or doom and gloom. There's an expectancy of something life-enhancing coming in.
You expect. There's always a gap, okay? So the mind will always do this, and we don't want to close off the mind because it's its job, and especially in this manifestation process and this particular principle, you have the reality. You've said, okay, this is what I desire. This is what it feels good. This is what I want to be, is how I want to, you know, and you focus all of your energy there, and your attention, right, your mental capacity, mm-hmm. you're visualizing it, all of that stuff. The mind will then say, make you aware, well, you don't have it, right? And so there's a reality that the mind is grounded in, which is our 3D reality, and it will look around and go, sister, you don't have the money in the bank, or you don't have the boyfriend that you feel good about yet, or you don't have the company, or you're not doing this yet, you don't have that kind of impact, whatever it will tell you. Whatever you're dreaming and focusing on right now, it's not a reality. You don't have it yet, right? And so it's that moment that we realize that there's a gap between the energy of it and then when it actually pops, right? And it's in that time where we have to flow energy to create the momentum that is then going to create it in a formed way that's going to pop into the universe, right? In our universe, in our multiverse, in our experience. So that gap is, how are you going to fill that gap? Because no, you don't have it in your physical hand. You're not hugging him or her yet. You don't have the money, whatever it is you want. So how do you then take the mind and say, you're right, and let's look at when I do get it. So we're focusing and directing the mind to focus on the expectation that success or fulfillment is done. Yes, yes, mind, I get it. I don't have it yet, but I'm joyfully expecting it. And we even say that to ourselves. And I loved, Michelle, what you said. I say that all the time about affirmations, right? You have to feel. And you have to be able to feel it from a state of being for an affirmation. Affirmations work when it goes, like you said, you don't just, if we're going to plant a garden, right, I'm not just going to take a bunch of roses or tulip bulbs and just kind of toss it. I'm going to put it deep down in the soil so it can grow. And when we do affirmations but we haven't done deeper energetic work to feel it and to release the opposite feeling of it, then it's like just throwing seeds on a, you know, some might stick, but most of them won't.
Yeah, some might, but some don't. Yeah, but if you really, you got to do that deeper work. There's something that, one thing I want to ask you before I get to the next question, but expectancy, would that be aligned, obviously, belief, but faith, is that joyful expectancy tied into faith, or is it a bit different, would you say? Or how is it handled differently?
Yeah, so let's talk about faith, because the council, we one of the first programs that we teach together is called Quantum Energy Mastery, and one of the first superpowers, if you will, or even powers that we have, with our free will mm-hmm. and choice is faith. And faith, mm-hmm. many, you know, we could feel it. Some call the third eye intuition. This is what council calls our faith portal. And we can't ever go get more faith. We can't do anything mm-hmm. to go get more faith. We either focus the faith on what we don't want and what we worry about and we fear about, or we focus faith in the direction of what we want. So your question, it's exactly that. It's having faith mm-hmm. that what you desire has already manifested. It is joyfully expecting it because you are so in faith of what you mm-hmm. want and why you want it and how you want to feel. And then that's where the principle of having comes in after that gap. And they happen quickly with each other. Because energy moves, as you well know, very quickly. Yeah. So these principles are not stagnant. It's kind of like an accordion. They expand, they contract. They have life force in them themselves. They are universal mm-hmm. spiritual principles.
Mm. Okay, so if I'm hearing you, which I love this, and I could feel the shift already, is that it's in a sense having faith in what is yet to come, what you're envisioning, what you're feeling. Obviously, it's manifested already on the etheric plane. It's just getting it 3D. It's there, rather than having faith of, I hope this doesn't happen, or I hope this. It's like, what's this? It's like, it seems like even a redirection of the energy towards that joyful expectancy. Yeah, that's powerful.
It is,
Christy. That's powerful.
Because faith as a action, as an energy, as a, you know, as everything that we can do from an inner to an outer action as a human being, faith is always one of those things. Who chooses where we put our faith? We do. We have free will and choice, and we get to also choose where we put it. So if we have all this, and think about that, all that is available to us coming through us because it is us. And we're going to take all of that creative, powerful energy that then will form itself based on our consciousness. So wouldn't it make sense that if we want something to be created, right, there's a surrender in that too. There's a point of detachment. It's got to be that guy, or it's got to be that business, or it's got to be that, you know. That's being too detached, and that can't allow energy to flow either. But it's having that full faith that the energy that I want to experience in whatever, what any form, in any aspect of my life is joy, freedom, well-being, love. And you let that flow with that faith. Have faith that that energy, you can feel that now. If you decide right now that you just want to feel rays of joy and you want to open up to joy, it's right, it's there. And all of us can start to reverberate with that energy of joy just by tuning into it. Do you have faith that you're feeling this right now? Like, do you trust this? Yeah, I'm opening up to this. I'm feeling this. I can expand it a little more. Mm-hmm. You know, some people it takes a little bit more based on what their past programming has been that tells them that that's not that easy, or, you know, joy can't be felt that. Joy has to be found somewhere else. It's when you get the guy, or I can only feel it when I get out of debt, or when I sell the house. It's in you. It's with you, and it doesn't. You have to go anywhere. You don't have to buy anything. You have to do anything. You get to choose the energy right now that you want to bring into your body. It's life force. It's beating for you and with you. And when we align with that, now it's like, where do you want to direct it? What do you want to create with it? Because if you know who, what, and who you're connected to, and you all that power is coming through you, and what it feels like to actually align with it, I think you're going to be a little more mindful of where you put your faith focus.
Ooh, I love that. Where you put your faith focus. Listen to that, everyone. I love that. Ooh, that's a good one. Now, also I want to touch on before we close, because I really feel there's something in this, like a reclaiming. Your book, the name, The Desire Factor, in many ways, and desire is the passion, it's the creativity, it's the juice of the soul, right? But it's gotten over a bad rap, just like energy and emotions have.
Yes.
What can you speak to that? Because I feel like people need to kind of, rehabilitate themselves with that word. You know, people get very still. Oh, I have no desires. I have no, whatever happens, happens. You know, this kind of, I don't know, misled thinking sometimes spiritually. What is
for
your
sure.
take on it? What would you say to those people that are kind of coming from that space?
Well, let's put it this way. We've been taught in a lot of religious backgrounds. I mean, it even says in the Buddhist religion, and I love Buddha. I'm not against any religions, but even in the Buddhist religion, it's that attachments to a desire leads to suffering.
Yeah.
Right. Well. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Hinduism. That's why I'm saying that. And I'm like, what? That's the carrier of the soul.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So how,
I mean, my perspective is that my desires, if I believe I cannot have them or that they're useless or no matter what I do, I can't get them, that's suffering. Yes, it is the attachment to it, thinking it has to be that house or it has to be that person or it has to be that guy or it has to be this thing. If we're so attached to that and then this thing doesn't form, then we're just devastated. So it's being in having a desire but being open. And I give this example because I shared this in the beginning of this interview. When I first became an author, I even joked, Oprah wasn't calling, right? That birthed for me a desire. I mean, I know every single author back in the day that was an author, you know, wanted to go on Oprah. I know it wasn't a just single desire. Everybody had that desire, right? But for me, the desire was so strong that I thought, what do I have to do to get on Oprah? I actually bought from a PR person a program called How to Get on Oprah, and I followed it word for word, everything. I got media training. I did all these things. I started doing cable shows. That all led to me doing, you know, the Today Show and to being on the Marilyn Dennis Show in Canada and doing all these different Fox and being on the Hallmark Channel and all these different spots and, you know, being able to then do a TED Talk and all these things. All of that desire, even though it still to this day has not manifested, and I even had the moment where the Oprah Winfrey Show was done, right? It was like, uh-oh. And then the new desire came to be Super Soul Sunday, right? But it's like the desire every step of the way led me to who I am today and the impact that I've made, the 7 books that I've written and, you know, the lifestyle I've created and everything I get to experience and the conscious people around me that I get to connect with and these kind of conversations that I get to have on a daily basis, I'm so grateful. You know, that was because of my desire to get on Oprah. Why? Because it was my desire to sell a lot of books. Why? Because I wanted to help end suffering. I wanted to make an impact. Because my story is I had my sister, who was 11 years older than me, commit suicide. And in that moment, for me, I could see myself. That was a possibility. And then it became a real thing when my older sister, which we were very different in many, many ways, we were a lot alike, when she did that, I had to make a decision for myself. I'm not going to live with that type of pain. And in that way, I'm going to change. And thank God I had just started meditation. I had a spiritual mentor. So when you were saying that, I owe everything to all of the therapists, all of the coaches, all of the healers, all of the mentors, every single one of them, whether it was a small step or a huge mountain step that they helped me climb, every single shift led me to who I am today and will continue to lead me to what I get to do and how I get to experience my own version of my life going forward. But we all have those choices because we all have free will. It all starts with us.
It does. And you were helping so many, and you know, it's your passion and your purpose, and it clearly comes through. Oh,
thank
Christy,
you.
We are out of time. I opened invite to come back anytime you want to share. This has just been so insightful and uplifting, as well as synchronistic. I know our listeners, I've enjoyed this, and I know they are as well and will in the archive. So thank you so much for taking the time to be on the program and share this really, really insightful and valuable information with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you for all you do. I really appreciate your voice out there saying what you're saying, and I was just nodding the whole time, and I'm so appreciating you. Thank you, Michelle.
Me too. Thank you. Thank you, too, Tammy, in the chat. Okay. All right, everyone. Wow, what a great, insightful awakening dialogue and conversation. That was Christy Whitman, New York Times bestselling author and transformational leader, author of The Art of Having It All and also the desire factor, which we were diving in a bit about, the desire factor. You can find out more information by going to thedesirefactor.com or ChristyWhitman.com. And, of course, info is in the description box of this episode. Thank you so much, all of you that are co-creating this with me. Those of you in the chat, thanks for showing up. And those of you that are listening, however you're listening, phone, internet, or later in the archives, and those of you that called in, thank you so much also for your input and co-creation. Remember, be in the expectancy of a miracle. We're going to just focus on this. I love what Christy was saying about faith focus. So let's have a focus on the miracle, and let's see how many. I've already had a lot of little ones, so I'm writing them down, savoring them, and so thankful for the miracles and the blessings that I am open to receive and receiving. So let me know whether in the chat here, Soul Awakening on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, however we connect, let me know. And also email in, because I want to read some of them on air. So I'm going to be collecting them. All right, Soul Lights, have a beautiful giving thanks or Thanksgiving time if you celebrate that. And I will see you next week. And as always, continue to shine your light, share your insights, and, of course, keep on keeping awake. I'm getting woke
and staying woke. Awakenings broadcast every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversations and insights, join the Awakenings Group on Facebook. And check out Michelle's blog at soulplayground.com. And keep awake.